I helped Dirk to one or two sponsorships, you know, to Unicorn, and we play in the same Super League team in The Hague for the last 2 years. We practice together, you know, afternoon sessions, night sessions. So I know Dirk quite well, you know. So as soon as that draw came out, I was thinking, oh no, you know, just give me an Englishman or you, I don't care, but not a fellow countryman. At the end, you have to stay professional, of course, but it wasn't easy. I never ever felt comfortable, you know, practicing. I was practicing my doubles, practicing my finishes. I never ever was comfortable today. I don't know why. But maybe there's a little bit of explanation. You know, my youngest daughter is nearly giving birth to my grandson, so maybe last Wednesday she was predicted to have a baby. But it's still going on. So every time of the day, I'm calling back home. So hopefully when I fly back tomorrow morning, it's going to happen in the next 2 or 3 days.
Well, that could be a new member of the Van Barneveld clan to watch you at this William Hill World Championship when you return after Christmas.
Yeah, a small bellman is coming up. No, I will be proud, you know. My first grandson, so next time I'm on stage with grey hair and a stick.
You will be playing Stephen Bunting when you're back. And of course, we saw you play a great game here last year on this stage. Do you relish the opportunity to play him again?
Of course, Stephen is a fantastic player. I follow him for the last 2-3 years now when he won the BDO, and he won the World Masters, won the Embassy. Then he came over, you know, the first Pro Tour weekend he won. Last year he was a bit struggling, you know, in the World Series and in the Premier League. But he's still fantastic, you know. A couple of weeks ago, maybe 1 or 2 months ago, he beat me in the Pro Tour. So he's dangerous. He's fast, you know. He hits 180s so easy, 140s. So I'm going to prepare myself really well for that. So for me, maybe only one day Christmas, you know, like the 25th, and before and after that, practice hard.
We've seen you over the course of the year at times be brilliant and at times really struggle. It's feast or famine, as we'd say over here.
It's so weird, Dan. I try, but maybe I try too hard, you know. I forget to enjoy. I forget what it's like to be Raymond van Barneveld. You know, the time runs so fast. And every time when I sit at home, I'm thinking, my God, this is my 10th World Championship in the PDC already. So time is so fast, and I can't enjoy it because next week is another competition, and the week after is another competition. You have to take control, you know. The stress factor is so really high. I want to win every tournament like Michael van Gerwen. But someday there is a time and it says, Ray, this is enough. Maybe I'm not that good again like Michael or Phil or Gary or Adrian. I think I can still be world champion, but not every single week.